Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of the Holy Bible, the Book of Deuteronomy, narrated by Jonathan Davis. This translation of the Bible was developed by the American Bible Society and copyrighted by the Society in 1995. This recording is copyrighted 2003 by Recorded Books. And now, Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy. About this book. It was almost time for the people of Israel to cross the Jordan River and conquer Canaan, but God refused to let Moses lead them into the land. Instead, Moses had been told that he was going to die on the eastern side of the Jordan. So Moses gave several farewell speeches to the people of Israel, in which he repeated many of God's laws. Because Moses was giving these laws to Israel for a second time, the book is now called Deuteronomy, which comes from a Greek phrase meaning second law. Moses also reminded the Israelites about the past 40 years. God had rescued them from Egypt and taken care of them in the desert, but they had not always been faithful or obedient to him. Moses told the Israelites that if they kept their agreement to worship and obey the Lord, they would be a successful and powerful nation. But if they broke their agreement and worshiped idols, the Lord promised to put terrible curses on the people. They would be defeated by their enemies and lose their land and their lives. The final speeches of Moses. Chapter 1. This book contains the speeches that Moses made while Israel was in the land of Moab, camped near the town of Suf, in the desert east of the Jordan River. The town of Paran was in one direction from their camp, and the towns of Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahab were in the opposite direction. Earlier, Moses had defeated the Amorite king Sihon of Heshbon. Moses had also defeated King Og of Bashan, who used to live in Ashtaroth for part of the year and in Edrei for the rest of the year. Although it takes only 11 days to walk from Mount Sinai to Kadesh Barnea by way of the Mount Seir road, these speeches were not made until 40 years after Israel left Egypt. The first speech. Moses reviews the past. The Lord's command at Mount Sinai. The Lord had given Moses his laws for the people of Israel, and on the first day of the 11th month, Moses began explaining those laws by saying, "People of Israel, when we were in our camp at Mount Sinai, the Lord our God told us, 'You have stayed here long enough. Leave this place and go into the land that belongs to the Amorites and their neighbors, the Canaanites. This land includes the Jordan River Valley, the hill country, the western foothills, the southern desert, the Mediterranean Sea coast, the Lebanon Mountains, and all the territory as far as the Euphrates River. I give you this land just as I promised your ancestors Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now you must go and take the land." Leaders were appointed. Moses said,